Isha.
Hi, I'm Sanjana.
And we welcome you to Figuring Out Loud, free-flowing conversations on daily happenings and life experiences. Today, we are figuring out loud if we take care of ourselves enough.
So how this came up for us was that every time we connect on the phone or even on chat, we ask each other how we're doing and how is it going. And every time each one of us reflects and thinks before answering this question, we usually end up voicing out how we wish we took out more time for ourselves to take care of ourselves and our needs. So what we found to be common was that we both want to do more of it, but we don't. I think our reasons are different. And today we're figuring out loud just that.
So before we get into the why, I think it'll be important that we define for ourselves, what does it even mean for us to take care of ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, we hear self-care a lot these days, and it can range from exercise to, you know, a pack on your face or going for massages, and the list is long. But I think it means different things for different people. And what I do want to clarify right at the start is that I don't want to add the burden of what self-care means, like fit into a definition or this list of checks what self-care means. Because if somebody tells me that it means putting cucumber on your eyes and putting a face pack at night, that's definitely not my definition of self-care. And it doesn't fill my cup at all. So having said that, that it can mean different things for different people. And if I were to list out, it's more like, yes, yoga, breathing exercises, morning sun time, spending time with my husband, spending time with my dogs. So yeah, a lot of quality time with myself and my loved ones could amount as self-care.
I think you've also covered what I was getting to, and it's spending the time with yourself, and what you like doing in that time could be very different for different people. I think for me, some of those things are the same, which is breathing exercises, yoga, or running as well. I think for me, it's also reading or sometimes even just spending some time learning something new or getting to do something different. But then at the same time, sometimes just doing a beauty routine could also be a part of it, which makes me feel good. So I think for me, it boils down to just being able to spend that time with myself. And not necessarily the things that feel like fixing myself. And the reason that I'm coming to this is with an analogy that's coming to my mind about taking care of a car. And it's not about getting it to a service station every month. And that means that you're taking care of yourself. But it's about how you are taking care of your car on a daily basis. Are you driving rash? Are you, let's say, closing the door really forcefully, or are you also doing that with the care? So that's what's coming to my mind, that am I spending time with myself lovingly, or is it doing it in a manner which feels like fixing it?
You know, I feel like I'm being called out here because this car analogy really hits home with me, with this cracked heel and pedicure issue that I kind of struggle with on a monthly basis. And so yeah, I get cracked heels, and it's to the extent that it gets really painful. So pedicures are like my monthly go-to, where I'm kind of fixing my heels, but I'm not spending the time and care on a daily basis, to be frank, to actually care for them and care for them enough to maybe relieve myself from painful cracked heels. So yeah, I don't know why I don't do it. I don't know why I don't take out that extra time. And yeah, it feels like this is worth thinking about.
So what do you think are your thoughts or excuses that come in the way of not spending enough time on taking care of yourself?
Initially, I would always think that I'm just lazy, that it's my laziness that overpowers the need of self-care. But now I'm thinking, if it's how I am I worried that if I do take out time for myself, I'll come across as selfish, or even worse, is it actually about me thinking that I'm lesser? Which brings me to basically my self-worth. I don't think I have an answer, but I am leaning towards this because I'm definitely not lazy. I do a lot of stuff for a lot of people, but there's just some weird reason that I put stuff for myself last. So in my entire day, everything, I'll check all the boxes when it comes to things that are kind of obligatory or things that are job related, work related, relationship related, house related. And then I just feel automatically that all the time has gone into that. And then when I do actually have time later in the evening, I rather just sit and watch TV. You know, I will not take out the time to go exercise, or I will not take out the time to do a small maybe self-care routine, for the simple reason that I feel I'm too exhausted. I'm too spent. So in fact, I don't think I have an answer, but I have a definite question for myself, which is, why is it so for me, at least? Why do I put myself last? And why do I not want to make that effort for myself?
So I think some of the patterns that you shared are true for me as well, that even if I have time, would I spend that time doing the things that I want to do versus what I end up doing? And I think the deeper part there is that, you know, maintenance is actually an ongoing activity, or it's a sustained thing. It's not that you do it today and it's done. I think for me, hence the urgent things, or that, let's say, work-related things, which I'm also very, very passionate about. It also fills my cup in a very different way. It gives me a lot of satisfaction. So those things get prioritized in my mind. And it's like the other things, they are going to be there even tomorrow or day after tomorrow. And it's because it's a sustained effort. So I think that takes a backseat in my mind. And probably one of the other things that's coming to me is my attitude or inclination towards being productive, being output driven, or being able to see what I had done makes it easier to check off those urgent things rather than spend time on what requires a sustained effort. Now that I'm reflecting, that might also be the reason that running for me has also given me joy and is one thing that I'm able to push through even if I'm exhausted at the end of the day. And probably the app where I track my pace every day is a part of it, because then I can see that, okay, how much progress I've made or what else I've done. And probably, let's say, with meditation, while I do it daily, but I would definitely like to increase the time that I spend meditating. But I would not do that because there's no specific thing that I see happening. And while I do use a meditation timer, there's a time that, okay, today I could do it for so long. But I don't know, for some reason, extending that time is not giving me an additional thing that I've achieved. So yeah, I think in my mind, probably it's more about that instant gratification or seeing how much progress I've made. That also drives if I'm taking care of myself enough or in the way that I would ideally like to. But I am still curious, because you left your answer with a lot of whys. So anything else that's coming up for you in terms of how you could change that for yourself, or what's really coming in the way, even when it comes to self-worth? Because I also know that you do spend time on a lot of things. So what could help you do that more?
I think why my morning routine remains so untouched, because that's definitely self-care, is because it's the first thing in the morning. It's so undisturbed, and I really own that time for myself, which is great. I'm just very grateful for that journey, at least, and where I'm at with it. But I will borrow from you the part where you talk about seeing outcome and seeing results of the kind of work you put in, you know, in a very productive kind of way. And I'm sure that fills my cup as well. But I can't help but think of all of that as kind of obligatory. Whatever the motivation for it, if I'm doing something and if it's not for myself and it's entirely for someone else or something else, I think there's this entire conditioning where I have to do it and therefore I will perform. I will go out of the way to do those things. Mm. And I don't feel that sense of obligation towards myself. So I think that's what I'm getting at. I feel like the effort, of course, all work needs effort, right? Be it for yourself or for anybody else. But I feel because there's no sense of obligation to myself, I'm okay doing the least effort kind of tasks when it comes to unwinding or doing something for myself, which is why I even mentioned watching TV or listening to something maybe and doing things that don't really require me doing too much. Like with this discussion, I'm also maybe trying to think that if I were to change things for myself, then as cliche as it sounds, like they say that you need to love yourself before you can actually have meaningful relationships on the outside. So I'm not saying I don't love myself. I know I do. But coming back to our topic, is it enough? Is there a vacuum of sorts? Is there a lacuna where there's something that I'm missing? Because I genuinely feel that I am teaching the people around me how to treat me as well. And if I'm not treating myself with the care and the love that is required, then I am definitely setting a very bad example. I sound very self-aware right now, but somehow I just have a lot of questions in my mind still. And I'm not being able to answer this because I refuse to accept that I don't love myself. But I think the question is enough. Do I love myself enough or do I think myself worthy enough for the kind of effort or even a sense of obligation to myself when it comes to self-care?
And I think you do make an important point that in a way that you are also telling others how to treat you by how you treat yourself.
Yeah, I do. I do believe that. And it's not, I mean, of course, I might have read it somewhere and there are many, many beautiful cliche quotes that say the same thing. But I think today on this podcast, it's coming from somewhere deep within where I feel like I'm setting the wrong example.
So as a result of this realization, what's one thing that you can, let's just start doing already?
Okay, if I have to come up with something tangible, because you mentioned running, it really took me back to this time when I would run to feel good. It was really a form of self-love in all aspects. So yeah, that's going to be a promise to myself, or at least that's going to be that sense of obligation that I can create towards myself to, you know, just wear my running shoes every alternate evening. And no matter how the day has been, just give myself a good run, feel the benefits, feel my heart thumping, and just feel alive like it has made me feel in the past. So I'm hoping I can get back to that practice. So with this discussion, what's coming up for you, Isha?
Yeah, I think I'm still reflecting a bit here. And I think while my realization is still the same, that it's about that instant gratification versus doing something on an ongoing basis. But I felt that you really made a point about feeling spent at the end of the day to do other things. And maybe what's coming for me is setting boundaries within myself, even for the things that I passionately love and care about. And that for me right now is my work, which I've spoken about for so long that, you know, I just love my work. I had times when I could not even sleep or I would get up early just because I was so excited with work. Mm-hmm. But I feel that even with that, I do need to set those boundaries for myself and within myself. Yeah, I think it's going to be important to set those boundaries and still have enough energy to spend time on things that are also important. And another interesting analogy that's coming to me, which I heard once from, again, Nasser from the Quick Style crew, is how he was speaking about dancing and creativity. And he said that it's like fire. You can't put a lot of it around it because then it would not burn. You have to get it some air for it to keep burning the way it is burning. And that air is the time that we spend on self-care. So I think those boundaries that I set by not just always spending time on my work or thinking about work could just make me more efficient as well. So probably just I think for now, having a time to shut down my laptop at a good time where I still feel not spent enough to do the things that I want to do. Because it's also taking me back to my last job where I was able to do all those things really well because there I had those boundaries. Yeah, I think that's what's present for me right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's long been said, right? Like basically any extreme is not good. So I think what you're talking about is creating that balance. And only with that balance can we be, you know, better versions of ourselves, be it from an efficiency point of view or from a self-loved and happy point of view.